I'm falling, no, I don't. I take it for granted that there's always someone right.
Hi, this is Ian Axel, and you're listening to WMFO Medford 91.5 FM.
Sugar Mountain, with the Barkers and the colored balloons. You can't be 20 on Sugar Mountain, though you're thinking that you're leaving there too soon. Barkers
pay no attention while I'm getting spaced out. If you can't spell it, well, you can do it all. Spell it with me, S-P-A-C. And we all die, we all die, but not I. I don't live here, I live in the cosmos. The cosmos, the cosmos. When you stay
Welcome to Buffalo Banter with Mark Ruffalo.
I'm DJ Alex Trebek.
I'm DJ Time Cop. And unfortunately, Mr. Ruffalo couldn't be here. He's actually, apparently he's looking for DJ White Biscuit right now.
No way.
Yeah, he's driving around in his minivan.
We should tell him that DJ White Biscuit accidentally slept in and will be coming soon.
Okay, yeah, so I think he can probably give him a lift from my house to here.
I hope they find each other.
I hope they find each other. Because Mr. Ruffalo never uses maps or GPS. He refuses to.
So then...
Have you ever seen that? Have you been in his car?
No.
It's crazy. He hates maps.
Really?
He will not use maps.
What about, like, drawn... Like hand-drawn maps?
He even if you, like, say, like, directions, he just does everything at the moment. It's all up here for him.
Takes life by the reins.
Yeah,
so
I tried to open Apple Maps on my phone, and he threw my phone out the window.
Well, that's because it's Apple Maps. That's on you, dude. So let's say he finds DJ White Biscuit. Does that mean that he's going to come and do his show?
Hopefully. That'd be really cool.
Yeah, I kind of want to get to work, dude. I'm an hour late now. I'm just going to be here until 9, so.
Man, yeah, I hope he does. That'd be really cool of him.
Yeah,
so, to do his own show. So, at the very least... yeah, I guess our listeners can be excited. The Mr. Buffalo himself, the big buff, Mr. Ruffalo.
Mark.
Mark. Marky Mark might actually be here at around, like...
No promises.
At, like, 8:35-ish.
But you know who will definitely be here is young DJ White Biscuit, assuming he didn't fall back asleep for a second time. Time will tell.
Yeah, only time will tell.
Otherwise, it's a pretty cloudy day. It's a jumbo day.
It is.
Let's go, Bose.
Go, Bose.
See all of you Prospies on the quad later.
Yeah, chilling, listening to the 311 on the quad.
Yeah. we'll be slacklining, it'll be like you expected.
Yeah.
What's the B?
The Frisbee.
Oh, the Frisbee. Okay.
Yeah. Actually, there is a concert today on the outside.
Yeah, featuring Dirty Nalge.
Dirty Nalge and Ghosts.
Good bands.
Good people.
Yeah, some of our friends in those bands. And some of our friends' drum sets being used.
Yeah.
By those bands.
You should text him, by the way.
Burt Macklin will be there.
He's
on the case.
Mr. FBI himself.
He's a good guy. Nice guy.
Yeah, it's going to be a great show. You want to play some more music?
Yeah. How about a song
let's kickstart this day.
That'll kick it up a notch.
This is called Ruby by the Doozies.
We'll be right back. fridge is empty except for rotten meat. Only drink I've drunk, some cup of tears I've wept. Only thing I've read's all your love letters I've kept.
Noon.
Actually, it's 8:26, but...
My bad. That was three songs for the price of one. It's three very shorter songs.
Three really quick songs. First one was Ruby by the Doozies. And the second one was...
Prove Me Wrong by Quarterbacks. Are they still together, Quarterbacks?
No, they broke up. Really depressing article on the Fader that was...
Yeah, I read the article, but... It didn't say that they had broken up yet.
I think they're done.
Like, do you know if they're officially done? Maybe I'll look at their Facebook page. And the third song was Wednesday Afternoon by Flower Girl, which is...
The Doozies.
The Doozies, but they changed their name and put out a new album. And maybe changed their lineup? I don't really know. Definitely the same main guy who our friend Katya's...
Two guys, the brothers.
Two guys, and then a girl playing bass, and then another guy.
Yeah.
Two brothers? Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah, two brothers.
Bros. I've always wanted to be in a band.
Yeah. I would have to have a brother to be in a band with my brother. Though.
Right? Isn't that a bummer?
Yeah. And my sister's not very
My sister plays flute. She played flute through middle school. So she's a junior in high school right now.
Yeah, that could work.
I think it could work. She just went to Italy.
So her chops are...
So her chops,
game.
Yeah.
Her tip-top
Yeah,
shape.
She's at the top of her game, for sure.
Yeah, Oh, yeah, well, it's been a pretty...
up and down kind of week.
Pretty intense week.
Yeah.
Especially with the news yesterday.
What news?
Yeah, with Prince. I mean, so Prince died at... The artist formerly known as Prince died at 57. Well, it was his...
Yeah. It's just too real.
And he was... I mean, hey, he was an iconoclast.
Yeah.
I mean...
He influenced a lot of the musicians that we really like.
General American culture. I mean, he's an icon.
Yeah. So that was a shock.
Yeah, yesterday was a pretty sad day.
Definitely.
At that point, I just kind of sat down and watched the episode of Chappelle's Show where Charlie Murphy gets beaten in basketball. By Prince, and then he just makes some pancakes.
I've never seen that.
It's a classic sketch.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, I just like sat down and watched that, and I was like, "Things gonna be okay."
Yeah, that's nice. I know that our friend Alex was pretty broken up about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, shouts out to Fontini. Also, shouts out to Duyun.
I don't think she's listening.
Well, it's okay.
I don't know if you know this, but me and Noah are the administrators of a Facebook page called Ghosts. And sometimes we get messages on Facebook, which just happened.
Yeah. Again?
Yeah. So it's a link to a picture posted by someone named Pesta Begum. It's just a picture of her against a fence in front of a field. Really long caption. So I stuck it into Google Translate. First of all, it's too long for the character limit, so I just erased half of it.
Wow.
It's Bengali, and it says, love, survivors, pain paints his self, Ranayachi, Gariyachi, state, homestead, pain, each dot of blood, particles, Misayachi, trouble, gray color with happiness and suffering, Niyachi, I've heard of people that are pure misery or suffering, now pain, parite, Majayachi. I'm not going to lie, I hadn't really looked at that. I just kind of stuck it into Translate and then was like, all right, let's go. But that was sad.
That is so sad.
Like, why did someone send that to us on Facebook?
That's so intense. Wait, it's just her next to a fence?
Yeah. Interesting. I guess I'll have to ask on Facebook, what's this?
We do have more lighthearted conversations. I hope our listeners know that. I think the one before that.
Yeah, this is not a good show for first time listeners.
This is a very dark show.
Because DJ White Biscuit is.
I mean, usually a ray of sunshine.
Yeah. He keeps our spirits afloat.
But you know, we could play some more music. That might improve.
Yeah, actually, I've been listening to this one band. Because we're going to a concert to see them tonight, Father John Misty.
Oh,
we bought tickets
what time is this coming?
In January. It's at 7 p.m. at the House of Blues tonight. Remember when when I asked, hey, you want to go to this concert? And then I bought tickets and then you Venmo'd me for the ticket.
So I have a Kino.
Yeah, you do?
Show. I have to do West African drumming.
That's...
At 8.
Mm.
But I have to be there at 6.
Yeah, uh-huh. That.
So I can't go.
Well. I guess I should play a song.
Yeah.
We should talk about this not on the air.
Yeah. Let's do this.
This one's called. Oh wait, no, I can't play that song. I was gonna play Holy Shh by. Father John Misty, and I don't actually think there is a swear in that song, but that's just not worth the risk, because it would have been too easy, so I'm just going to play Fun Times in Babylon by Father John Misty.
Ceremony before the star of the morning comes looking for me. I would like to abuse my love, smoke everything inside. Like a corpse and say, get up and dance. Before the beast comes looking for last year's rent.
That was Fun Times in Babylon by Father John Misty. And in completely unrelated news, Spotify needs to do a better job labeling its explicit songs, in my opinion.
They really do.
Like
yeah, they're pretty.
I can just see a situation where two radio DJs are trying to make it in this world playing non-explicit music so they don't get kicked off their college radio station. And then sometimes they play a song that they didn't talk about before, but it's just a song that they both like, and then like it has swears in it and they have to stop it after 15 seconds and then they're really embarrassed.
Yeah, that's a PSA. That's our necessary PSA for the hour.
We'll do a real PSA later
because we
don't want to lose our jobs.
Because once again, we don't want to lose our jobs. I mean, college radio station hosts don't want to lose their college radio station.
This is my only source of income.
But
Symbol is paying us.
But that 15 seconds of a song was a song you should check out.
Yeah.
It was called
The Teaser.
Precious Possession by Anna Wise. She does all the backup vocals for Kendrick Lamar.
Can you give us a part that she sang?
What the white man say? That her?
Yeah.
On Untitled 3.
Actually, I've never... Can you give me another one?
She does... Like, we want the fun!
Okay, gotcha. Who does that part?
George Clinton.
Or
might be pitched down Kendrick Lamar. I forget who.
Oh boy, what a wild thing.
But she does her own solo stuff. It's really, really good. And she also did something with a group called Sunny Moon.
Sunny Moon.
And
interesting.
Song,
do they have music?
They do. And this song is called Nothing Thought.
If you're poor, voices they
That was Bright Boy by Alex G, and before that, what was it called? Something by Sunny Moon.
Nothing Thought by Sunny Moon.
No, it was something, not nothing.
No, Nothing Thought is the name of the song, and
Go green with rechargeable batteries. If you want to save yourself money and help, we have a caller.
We have a caller.
Okay, this is not a drill.
Okay, look.
How do I answer the phone?
You have to hold. Okay, look. Okay, let me see that.
Yep. Okay, so it's
press,
first.
Press once it's flashing.
Press once it's flashed. No, that's step four, dude.
Oh, hold.
Mic one off.
Hold.
Press. Okay. Let go.
No. Oh yeah.
Press once flashing.
Okay.
Hello.
Hello.
It's this one.
Okay.
Oh, we only have one. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, I'm calling from the City of Somerville Water Department. I need to get into 72 Professor's Row. I need to check the wiring on the water meter that's calling in Tampa. Can you have somebody meet me here?
Yeah, where is 72 Professor's Row?
It's the, let's see, the Dearborn House.
The Dearborn House.
The Dearborn House.
I think that's the transfer student house. Is that right?
I have no idea. It's across from the... You know, the big, it's like a park.
Oh.
Yeah, I think that you might need to call the TUPD non-emergency number.
Yeah,
We're radio DJs.
Yeah, this is actually, you're calling into a radio show, so congratulations, you're on the air, actually.
Oh, they had this number on the contact information at the water department.
Interesting. Well, nice. I can give you the right number right now if you want.
Let me get a pen.
No problem.
All right, what's the number?
617-627-3030.
That's
0030.
3030. All right, thank
that's
you.
That's
617-627-. Have a nice day.
Thank you.
Oh my God.
Wow.
Was that real?
I think. That was pretty funny. Wow.
Okay, so that was the first phone call we've successfully answered this semester.
That's not true.
This semester.
That's not true.
That's the first phone call I've successfully answered this semester.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I guess that interrupted my PSA, so I better finish it. We never got her name. That's too bad. Anyway, also, if anyone is around the Dearborn house, just go let her in.
Yeah, please let her in.
Anyone with a tough day.
Just let her in. She's got a job to do.
All right, quick little PSA. Quick little PSA. Make every step count in the fight against diabetes. Join Step Out to Fight Diabetes in the fall to help raise money for a cure. Call the American Diabetes Association at 1-888-DIABETES today. 617-627-3800. 617-627-3030 is the number of the TUPD non-emergency number if you happen to be an electrician who needs to get into
building. From the water department.
Oh, is that where?
Yeah, she was the water department.
Well, also, if you're an electrician, I wasn't wrong.
Yeah, I assume.
So I think you had a song to play?
Yeah, so this song the song is called Cool It Now by New Edition. It's a beautiful love song. I just say, kick back, relax, enjoy the sun, and enjoy the song.
Things with her mind. She feels the same, she'll let you know. Just prepare yourself and be ready to go. And I hope this message stays in your mind, cause you almost lost a girl who was right on time. Here's one more thing that you got to know. Just cool it down and stay in control.
That is really a song to shimmy to.
That song is just makes me want to dance.
So that seems to be our show. DJ White Biscuit never really showed up. Neither did Mark Ruffalo. Which means one of two things. Either Mark Ruffalo's still driving around there, DJ White Biscuit's still asleep, or they got in the car together, both realized they were super hungry, and went to IHOP.
Went to Arby's.
Well, it could be either.
Mark Ruffalo loves Arby's.
Yeah, but I don't think Arby's is open right now.
Wait, no, I think they're open 24/7. The only problem is there's no Arby's near here, and he's probably going to get lost.
He's going to Portsmouth, New Hampshire.
Yeah, because he doesn't
use where the closest
maps.
Arby's is.
Maps.
No, he knows where the closest Arby's is. He doesn't need a map. No matter where he is in the country, he can get to the closest Arby's.
Such a lame superpower.
Yeah. So, happy Earth Day. Happy Jumbo Day.
Yeah.
Happy Friday.
Yeah.
This has been Buffalo
Banter
with
Mark
Ruffalo. I am DJ Alex
Cop.
Quebec. I am DJ Alex Quebec. Oh, man.
Alex.
Oh, man. No promises back. That next week I'm not back here as a French Canadian. Alex Quebec. See you guys later. Turning this over to Auto DJ.
DJ. See ya.
Bonjour.
Bless.